And at just about 9 o'clock, you are listening to KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It is 9 o'clock Friday morning, which means it's once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get your weekend rolling with the Daves.
I know this one as a Tommy Johnson tune. This is Never Drive a Stranger from Your Door. Thank you. Thank you. We're sort of known for our avant-garde endings, so that was...
All right, there you go. Welcome to the program, everybody. It is Open Mic Radio, Friday, August 28th, 2020. And coming to you high up in the Dalton Building, lovely downtown Columbia, Missouri. Back with you this morning and on the air live. Again, every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands. And we hear a bunch of their songs. And my name is Mike. Good to be here with you. Glad you're listening, whether you're doing it over the traditional airwaves or worldwide over the internet. Hello, and happy Friday to everyone out there. Welcome to the show. Wish you all well, and I hope you're doing okay this week. All right, lovely summer morning today in mid-Missouri. A little bit warm, but actually the summer's been pretty awesome, I think. I mean, had a couple hot ones, but I don't think there's been a day where we've had 100 degrees. I don't know, we had a few in the 90s, but I work, my regular job is in a manufacturing facility, and there's no air conditioning in there. And man, let me tell you, usually in the summertime, it gets super hot out there, 10, 15 degrees hotter than the temperature outside. And it's, this year it hasn't been that bad out there in the shop. So anyway, nice day this morning. And, I think the weekend's supposed to be real nice as well. Might be a little warm, but you know, do something to keep yourself cool and, try to make it a good one. All right. Got an exciting show lined up for you this morning. And also a little live music happening again this weekend, so that's fantastic. Before we get to that, though, I will say thank you to my guest for the last 2 weeks, Mr. Rob Lampe. We had a lot of fun last weekend, the week before, and did some deep diving into the Columbia music archives from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and up to the current stuff. Anyway, Rob, super cool guy and a real talented musician, and it was a pleasure to have him with me for a couple weeks here on the show. And if you want to check him out, you can find that stuff on the podcast. If you just go to my website at mikehagan.com, click on the button that says Open Mic Radio, and then there's a little podcast thing there that you can subscribe to. And then if you miss the show, it'll magically appear in your podcast player whenever I get the ambition to put the show up. And I'm not... Yeah, sometimes I'm real good about it, and sometimes I kind of slack. Like lately, I haven't been doing the greatest. But anyway, there's a bunch of stuff up there, and you can check it out. All right, okay. This morning we will be featuring the music of the Daves, some swampy bluegrass delta music from some gentlemen that have been playing music around town for a long time. I've got one of them on the line with me right now, and I think I'm going to play another song, though, and get my act together before we get to Mr. Dave Angle. And we'll have a visit from hopefully some of the other guys with the Daves in just a bit here. But let's play another one from the Daves. We're going to hear a couple songs, actually probably more than a couple, from a reasonably new record that the Daves recorded. And it's live at Rose Music Hall, which is where they will be performing this evening. So I think without further delay, we're going to hear a little bit more from the Daves. We'll come back and chat with them and have some fun. All right, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. We're streaming on the web at kopn.org. And, yeah, me on the web at mikehagan.com. Here's one called Candyman. Back in a few.
All right. Debate settled. This is John. Candy man, don't stand too close to the candy man. tell you when a kind of man looking mighty thin.
Yo, there's the Candy Man, and you're listening to it here. It's Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. And we're going to get to our guests here and see if we can get the radio gods to cooperate with my technology and say welcome to the program, Mr. David Angle. Hi, man.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
You know, I'm great. How are you, Mike?
I'm good.
I'm glad to hear it. Thanks for having me, and thanks for doing such an awesome show. I look forward to Open Mic every Friday morning.
Well, I appreciate it. It's one of the more fun things that I get to do in the week, and I'm thrilled that I still get the opportunity to do it during a very strange time in the life of the world.
Amen to that, brother. You're kind of holding the line, you know, keeping normalcy here for a little bit.
Well, you know, I don't know if we call it normal, but I'm sure, you know, we got to have our music, and if we can't do it live all the time, we can certainly play some and talk about it and think about the days to come and talk a little bit about the days, the fun times we've had, you know?
Maybe I should rephrase keeping abnormalcy here for a bit.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, we've got a show tonight. Speaking of live music and trying to keep a sense of normalcy, they've done a remarkable job over there at Rose over the last month or so, and I've been really pleased that you and other people have had an opportunity to play, and they're doing it outside in a very cautious and thoughtful manner. And anyway, I'm thrilled that we have at least one venue like that around town where we can do it. So maybe you could talk a little bit about your experience there. You've played, I think, there once recently. In fact, I think the Dave's opened the Rose, the sort of Corona Rose series, and maybe you could talk a little bit about that, and then what's happening tonight. Okay.
Yeah, you bet. And I second everything you said. We are very fortunate to have a club management, club ownership in Columbia that is doing a live music limited series and doing it safely. I don't know. Now, of course, I don't know every venue in the country, but I personally don't know of another venue in the country where safety can be put in place like they have at Rose. Anyone who's familiar with the park knows it's a large downward sloping space that leads to this beautiful outdoor stage.
Yeah.
They have taken the time during the time when they were closed and revamped the outdoor sound system to the point where it is just damn amazing, frankly.
Yeah,
And it is, you know, it's a reproduction that of sound that you don't get very many places. And you combine that with the talents of Dylan McCord, who's the engineer, and you combine that with, importantly in these times, the space and their willingness to over-limit the audience to 150. So the space at Rose is gigantic. And with 150 limit, you can be 50 feet away from people if you want to be.
Yeah, that's true.
You can enter and never interact with a human being from a very good distance. And if that's how you want your experience to be, amen to you. But please come on out. And it's really a testament to the ownership and management and employees of Rose Music Hall that they have endeavored to try and keep some form of live music working in our town.
Yep, I agree with you absolutely fully. And I'll also say that we've got someone else who wants to join us here. I don't know if it's another Dave, but let's see who it is. Do you mind, David?
Of course.
All right. Hi, who's this? It's Open Mic Radio. Welcome to the show.
This is Dave. How are you?
Mr. Dave Durnley. All right. Good to
hello,
hear you, my
Mr.
friend.
Engel.
Hi. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
What's happening up on the bluff there, sir?
I'm just kind of watching the birds and sitting here getting my gear ready to take to Rose Hall this evening.
All right. I like when you guys start talking about your gear. Dave, Dave Engel, you said that you were going to have a guitar in hand. What kind of guitar you got close to you this morning?
Indeed, I am holding my Gibson, which is the L00-shaped model. Some would call it a parlor-size guitar.
Yeah.
It's the one that you see when I'm playing standard tuning songs on stage, and it is... you know that it is a near and dear item, and
I'm
proud
and
glad to be the guardian of it. And it's pretty old. It's a 1930-something. What probably saved it during its lifetime is that someone along the way repainted it. And probably as a result of that, the ability to identify the exact date when it was built is not possible. But it's somewhere in the 30s, you know, which puts it smack in the time period of Mance Lipscomb, Robert Johnson, Tommy Johnson, et cetera.
Well, then you're one of the right men to have it in his hands then, so.
That is a high compliment. Thank you.
And Dave Durnley, what are you going to be playing tonight, or what are you messing around with this morning?
I'm not sure. I'm going to take one of my Nationals and one of my wooden guitars. And it's just the deal that, you know, I used to do so many gigs that, like, picking up the right gear for the right gig was like a reflex.
Mm.
And now it's like I have to think, let's see, what do I need? I'm not even sure what I need, so.
Well, you also have the challenge of finding it.
Well, I know where it's at because I'm surrounded by it every day, all day.
So. That's what I'm talking about. You have so many guitars, they might be covering
them
up.
Oh, yeah, I've got a ton of them. I keep them out. I just don't carry them around anywhere anymore.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to the show tonight. Even though I will not be there, maybe I'll just have to listen in spirit. I'm on the way to Springfield, Illinois, in a little bit this afternoon. We got a little baseball thing going on, so. But I am interested in hearing what you've got planned for the night. How many Daves are going to be joining you? What's the makeup of the band this evening?
I believe it will be five Daves, five of the six this evening. Our good friend and harp player extraordinaire, Paul Weber, will not be joining us. Paul, as most folks probably know, is a very hardworking farming man. Now is a busy time for Mr. Weber. So we certainly understand and look forward to laying back time, as they used to say, and that'll be when he can join us. We've got Alan Loschbau on bass, Justin Hickerson on drums, Tony Latvin on saxophone, and, of course, me and Dave playing guitar and singing.
All right, fantastic. And the show is, I believe, a 6 o'clock show with doors at 5?
That is correct. And it's the part of what, and I don't know if we're supposed to talk about money on this show, but part of what allows Rose to continue to do this is, you know, normally if we were playing there at happy hour time in a quote-unquote normal time, it would be free.
Yes.
But now they've got to limit the attendance to a very small fraction of what it otherwise could be.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got to staff up to keep us safe. And they've got to have folks, you know, making sure people are wearing masks when they come in. They got to have folks, overstaffed to serve people because you have to stay so far away. And it just takes a little longer to do things. And they're accommodating that by overstaffing and combining that with a limited attendance. They have, I think, very understandably moved to a cover-based system. It's a moderate cover tonight. It's $5. That is, in my view, a small price to pay if you can pay it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, as you mentioned, their capacity is, out there in the park, I imagine they can have 700-800 people, back in the day. So they're much more limited in the level of crowd that they're allowing, and with good reason. And they also can only do it a couple nights a week. They used to be open all the time, and it's been a difficult time for everyone, but small businesses, and certainly if you're in the music industry or in the entertainment industry or in the leisure industry in general, it's going to be you've got some horror stories to be told out there. So I really give them a lot of credit, and I think that it's well worth the $5, whether I'm supposed to say that on the radio or not, but it's certainly supporting live music and local regional musicians who we all love and we get so much enjoyment out of. And I've mentioned it more than once, but sometimes you got to lose something to really appreciate it. And as much as I have loved live music, you really get a feel for how well we had it and what a great group of musicians that we are fortunate enough to be around in this part of the country. So I'm thrilled that you guys have a chance to play tonight, and good job again for Nolan and all the guys at Rose and the Blue Note management for helping us pull it off.
Yeah, amen to that. I would add to that list management, ownership, employees of Rose Music Hall, because you can't, you have to look at what they're doing, and you have to say, well, this is more than a business decision. There's some level of commitment to the community and to music itself to just do what they're doing. We have been lucky to have endured a change of, not endured, to gone through a change of ownership of the Blue Note and Rose, and we really haven't seen a drop in that commitment.
No, I agree. They were a great match or a great choice, I guess, or just luck of the draw, whatever. The fact that the people that took over Rose and the Blue Note are the ones that they are, because I agree that their commitment has been maintained really strong. So Durnley, what have you been doing? We talked a little bit. I don't know. It's been a couple months since we talked on the air, but you've been pretty much holed up there on the bluff for a few months, give or take a couple of live shows.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I've been pretty much holed up here for 10 years.
Right. That's right. I forgot that.
Yeah.
Have you guys been working on songs, or you've been working on your individual skills, or have you not been playing anything?
Well, Dave and I have been working on a couple of new ones. We're breaking out maybe tonight even.
Excellent.
Not a whole lot, but we've been getting together a little bit, kind of doing our little band practice out on the porch outside, and everybody gives each other a little space. But I've been working on some stuff out here. I'm thinking about getting ready to do a CD of honky tonk tunes. So I'm missing the Scrappers, and
no doubt
I've been kind of working on that. But other than that, it's just I listen to a lot of music, play lots of guitars, and look out the window.
All right, cool. And you'll be looking out the car window or your truck window in a little while, because you'll be driving into town for the show tonight at Rose Music Hall. And that's a 5 o'clock door, six o'clock show. And that's another thing that they're doing, is they're opening the doors an hour early so people have time to get in there, get settled, get comfortable. And again, you know, they've really put a lot of thought into how they're doing this stuff. So you guys, let's take a break and play a song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more, okay?
Alrighty.
And actually, you can tell me a little bit about this, David. You can tell the listeners. You guys released a record called Now and Then. I think, what was it, like 2017? How long has it been? No, 2018, I guess. But anyway, there are 10 or 11 songs on it, and some of them were very early material that Dave Angle, that you recorded with Andy Rehm, if I remember correctly. And then we had some stuff that was done with the newer sort of combination of the Daves. I'm going to play one called Clay Pigeons. Will you tell me a little bit about that song and your performance of it?
Sure. Part of, you know, when we describe ourselves for shows or bios or what have you, we usually include something regarding Blaze Foley, because that's probably, if we want to compliment ourselves, that's probably a close approximation of what we do, but just in a band setting. And Blaze was, you know, an American musician who was influenced by the people that we also are influenced by, some folks like John Hurt or Fred McDowell or Furry Lewis. He transformed that finger picking, really a lot, probably more John Hurt than anyone else. But the style that Blaze Foley played in, I think, could be considered to be kind of a cross between country and country blues. Hmm. And I was introduced to Blaze Foley, not personally because he's long since been dead, but just to his music by Andy Rehm. And, you know, that kind of all relates back to the Blue Fugue and the Melting Pot and swirling around of various influences and trading, you know, people that you are influenced by. And Clay Pigeons was one that John Prine had a little bit of hit with. And, of course, we lost John this year, and it's been one that, you know, when John died, I didn't know him personally, of course, but it hit me pretty hard, and the connection to John Prine through this Blaze Foley song is significant right now, too.
Yeah, okay. All right, excellent. Well, we're going to hear that one, and then we'll come back and chat with you guys a little bit more. It's Mike, and you are listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM, on the web at kopn.org, streaming all around this crazy planet. And for me, you can check it out at mikehagan.com. Yes, this is Clay Pigeons, and it's the Daves on Open Mic Radio.
Station, buy a ticket to ride. Find that lady with two or three kids. I'll sit right down by her side. Ride until the sun comes up and down about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from all those people I meet. I get along with it all. Go down when people see y'all. Sing a song with a friend, but change the shape I'm in. Get back in the game and start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, might go to somewhere I've never been. Get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. I used to being alone, change the words to the song, start singing again. I'm answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and nights until it takes to get back into the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. I'll start talking again when I know.
All right, this program is brought to you by listener support and a donation from Ragtag Cinema. Ragtag is open once again, screening classic films in the theater from Spike Lee, Gene Kelly, Alfred Hitchcock, and more. Health guidelines are in place and seating is limited. Private theater rentals are also available 7 days a week. More information about what's playing can be found at ragtagcinema.org or by visiting Ragtag at 10 Hitt Street in downtown Columbia. Woo! All right, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. I've got Dave Angle on the line with me, one of the many Daves that we'll be playing this evening. And I've got somebody else on the line, too. I think we lost Dernley, but I got somebody else here. Who else is on the line with us? Hi.
Hi, this is Dave Dernley. Yeah, you hung up on me. I'm just sitting up here on the bluff counting my guitars, taking pictures and singing to the birds. Hey.
My apologies, Dave. I didn't mean to lose you there. Boy, what happened to your voice in the meantime?
Just kidding. It's me, Justin.
Hey, Justin Hickerson. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm really good. How are you, Mike?
I'm great. It's really good to hear you. I've been missing you.
I know. I've been missing you, too. I've been lately rolling around in a truck that has no radio in it.
Well, you know, you're a hard-working man, and I'm surprised that you don't have a radio, though. How do you survive?
I actually bought a new radio last week to put in there, and it's, I don't know if it doesn't work or if I'm going to have to spend an entire afternoon tracing all the wires in the truck.
Oh.
But I don't enjoy it without a radio. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remedy that sooner than later.
Okay.
Because I miss you too, Mike.
Hey, are you looking forward to... Go ahead, sorry.
I'm bummed that you're not going to be there tonight.
I am too. I was hoping to be there. In fact, even last week I was planning on it, but we got my son, who's, I shouldn't say too much about it, but he's he'll be a junior in high school, and he's a pretty good baseball player, and he got invited to a sort of a high-level scouting tournament up in Springfield, Illinois, for the weekend.
Oh.
And I sort of had to let him go, and I want to go with him, of course, so I'm excited about that, and kind of came up in the last few days. So,
well, and that's understandable, and congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm not sure. I can't remember your son's name.
This is Alistair, or Alex, we call him, but and then Lucas is my younger boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to everyone.
Hey, thanks, Justin.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So, anyway, how's Hickerson Lawn and Landscape? I'll give you a free promo. You guys have been working hard all summer, but it's kind of slowing down a little bit now, or no?
Hickerson Lawn and Landscape is doing fine. I have recently gone my separate way and now a solo operation and
wow.
am completely self-employed. I'm also doing well. Hickerson is doing well. There's no
no animosity.
No, it was an amicable
amicable break, but just for me personally, you know, we've spent the last couple years building that company, and it was my brother who owns it. For me personally, once we got to a point, I always knew I was going to kind of break away and do my own thing, because I just don't really like the high paced, high intensity, full schedule, full on commercial landscaping forever and ever. Amen. But I do enjoy the task, and I was planning on doing this next spring, but as 2020 has been a year of such uncertainty and dramatic change, just figured, why not?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Start it now.
Yeah. I think, you know, there are always there are positives and negatives that kind of come out of all situations. And there have been some positive things, although they may seem hard to find sometimes. But I think a lot of people have kind of taken this year as an opportunity to kind of say, okay, well, everything else is kind of going up in flames. I might as well just jump in the water and try something new, or do something that I've always wanted to do, or make a change that was long, long coming, or something like that.
Yeah. And, it was exactly that kind of thing. So Hickerson Lawn and Landscape is doing well, and best of luck to everyone, obviously. But for me personally, I'm also doing well.
Good.
And you can go on and give me a call for all your lawn and landscaping needs. Justin's Lawn Service, 573-514-9262.
Now
I'll be your ding-dang dude out in your yard.
Okay. All right, Justin's Landscaping now. All right. I love it. I'm glad you're doing it, and I'm glad you're happy, so... All right, now back to music. I imagine that you're happy to be playing the drum kit this evening with your pals up on stage there.
Absolutely. I've been grateful for the opportunities we've had to play this year, and kind of to double down on what Dave's been saying about Rose Music Hall. We are all very, very lucky to have that space in our community and have the people working it doing all that they're doing to enable us to still have some semblance of shows in town.
Yeah, I agree fully.
So I'm very, very happy to do so. I anticipate, you know, as with any show that gets to get played this year, that it'll be one that we'll all remember.
No doubt about it. I'm going to mention the time and the place again. That's tonight at Rose, well, I guess this evening, Friday night at Rose Music Hall. The doors are at 5 o'clock. The show will start around 6. You got an hour to get settled and get comfortable, and maybe get a drink if you choose. And they do a great job out there, and you really should consider going down there and supporting these musicians and supporting the staff and the crew out there at Rose. I will also say there's one other gentleman that I want to mention that has a show tonight. It's over in Overland Park, Kansas, and it's Blake Gardner. And the reason I mention it is because Blake's a hardworking man, and he's one of the few who's worked real hard to keep his music alive, and he's been playing wherever he can, and I'm always supportive of Mr. Gardner. So Blake Gardner tonight at Pinstripes in Overland Park, Kansas, and again, that'll be outside in a nice big space, and I'm sure they're going to do a good job of taking care of people, and that's Overland Park, Kansas. So if you're out west, Blake Gardner tonight at Pinstripes. And, okay, so back to the Daves. What kind of set? You're going to play two sets? You're going to play three? You're going to play all night? What's happening, Dave?
I think it's going to be two sets, probably an hour or so each, and you know, we like to keep it going, so it'll be 6 to, you know, 8:30 or something like that. They have a certain point when they have to shut her down in this environment. We probably won't bump up against that, but 2.5 hours, you know, maybe a little more.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, well, we are looking at about 20, maybe 19 minutes left in the program here. I want to play another song off of Now and Then, and then before we get out of here, I'll close the show with something from your live recording at Rose. So let's play another one here from Now and Then. I'm going to ask you a little bit about that record again before we play it, though. This is a vinyl album, which explains why I couldn't find my CD this morning. and why I'm playing. I sent a note today. I'm like, is this available online? I don't have my CD. And he's like, it's only on vinyl. Anyway, it was big vinyl, if I remember now. Yeah, you made the real thick 180 gram vinyl album. And is that still
a beaut?
Yeah, is that still available, you guys, or did you make a limited number of those?
The answer to both questions is yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. And if people are interested in the music and maybe want to get a copy of the record?
The best way is to come to the show.
Yeah.
As long as we remember to bring them.
Yeah, that's true. best way is to come to the show, but folks can reach out on Bandcamp, purchase it there. They can I like to direct people to Bandcamp because I think that's probably the most ethical of the music platforms. It certainly isn't Spotify, and it certainly isn't Apple Music, and you know what have you. So the Bandcamp for the Daves is probably the second best place if you can't get out to the show.
Okay, and if you're interested in that on the web, it's the Daves Mojo. If you're looking for them on Bandcamp, and that's a great record, and there are 11
Thank
songs.
You.
And real quickly, a little bit about the album. I know Now and Then kind of refers to the two different sides of the album, the A and the B side. Could you explain that a little bit?
Sure. And I'll just start with that. The side A is a more recent interpretation, although it doesn't include Justin, which is what I was stumbling over there. Mm. And the next time that we record something in studio, it will.
Yes.
But at that point in time, I don't think Justin and I had started playing together yet. And Andy was in town more. He's, of course, a member of the Hootin' Hollers, and before the pandemic took hold, they were out 300 or more days a year.
I think I hear him in the background with Justin.
Yeah,
there, maybe.
Yeah. His falsetto vocals are there on some of the harmony on some of the tracks.
Yeah, okay.
So that's side A. We went to Will Reeves' studio and recorded it. Paul's on there. John Randall's on there a little bit with fiddle and some vocals. It was a joyous time. And then the side B is from, I think, 2010, when Andy and I just faced off in Will's studio. Will set me up with a couple of old tube amps. I plugged into him. And we did it like we might have been on the Blue Fugue stage. and so it's got that sort of, rawness to it.
Yep, that was the Dave Angle and the Dog Pound Jangle back in the day.
Another Andy Ream turn of a phrase.
All right.
He's present here as well.
Hey, tell Andy I said hi back there.
All right, well, I didn't mean that physically. I just meant philosophically.
Oh, yeah, but I think he's there with Justin. I thought I heard him in the background. Maybe not, but...
I don't think
no,
so.
No.
Okay, that was just my mind.
He's running on the Hickerson crew right now, and if you're listening, hey, Bobby.
What's up, guys? Okay, so, Dave, we're going to play one here called Highway 61, and this is one that's also on the live recording from Rose, and we're going to talk about that a little bit when we come back, okay?
Okay.
All right, everybody, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. I've got Dave Angle and Dave Hickerson on the line with me, a couple of the Daves that are going to be performing tonight at Rose Music Hall. That's 5 o'clock doors, 6 o'clock show, $5 to get in. Well worth your time, well worth your money to support these wonderful musicians and the great staff and crew over there at Rose. All right, this, once again, Highway 61. Check it out. Back in a few minutes.
I'm Effie Willig, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN 89.5 FM.
That's right. It is Open Mic Radio, and it is KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. I've got my friend Mr. Dave Angle on the line with me this morning. He'll be performing with a number of other Daves this evening at 6 o'clock at Rose Music Hall out in the Rose, out in Rose Park. And let's get back to Dave and say hi.
What's up?
How you doing, brother?
Excelente.
All right.
You know, I've been struggling with something, and I'm just going to put it out there.
Please.
It is, none of us are guaranteed how much time we have on this big blue ball that's spinning around. Mm. And I was recently reminded of that, it's dominating my thoughts right now, how fortunate we are to have brothers and sisters to gather with. So that's how we're approaching tonight.
Wow. Well, I'm feeling you. I think maybe it's more personal than some, whatever you're going through, but certainly this whole year has been, I think, a time that's brought it more front and center for everyone, just our own mortality and the appreciation of what we have and what we've had and what it means to kind of be alive. So anyway, I'm with you.
Amen to that, brother. Didn't mean to drop too heavy of a message there, but
no.
It was something I wanted to put out there.
Well, I'm sure it's going to come through in your songs tonight. And again, I'm sorry I can't be there, but for the people who can, get ready for a great show tonight with the Daves. They always put their hearts into it. And yeah, Dave, I'm hoping that you have a wonderful time tonight and whatever's going on personally that it all works out. So,
amen to that, brother.
Okay, sir. So we've got about 4 minutes. I got about three to talk with you here before I play, because I want to play That's No Way to Get Along on the way out of here, and that's kind of a long one, and I want to get the whole thing in. You recorded something at Rose. How long ago was that recorded? I guess it was recently.
Yeah, that was it was the winter time. I remember because it was a really cold night, and I think it was February of this year, mm-hmm. which, as it turns out, was really fortunate because everything kind of shut down shortly after that, and
yeah.
Here we had this recording of a live performance that took place in the environment prior to COVID taking hold. So mm-hmm. It's sort of a recent memory of what it used to be like, I guess. We didn't even know it was going to happen. At the end of the show, our set, we were opening for the Danielle Nicole band, and that brought out more people than maybe otherwise would have come out in those circumstances. Hmm. And at the end of our set, Dylan said he had it down on the hard drive, and I came back and got a copy of it, took it to Will at Centro Cellar, and bumped up the volume a little, and that was that.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, well, it really just kind of was a happenstance thing. I sent it to Eric Danielson at the Tribune, and he wrote a nice review about it. And, it's something that also motivated us to not be so stingy with how we distributed, and we just broke down the barriers on Bandcamp so that if people want to pay for it, they can.
Fantastic. All right, David. Well, I'm going to say goodbye for now, and I'm going to wish you a great show again tonight, and we'll play one more on the way out the door here. And thanks, as always.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Thanks for doing what you do. Great show, and thanks for having me and talking about our show.
Same thing, man. I appreciate you. All right, Dave Angle and the Daves. Catch them tonight. Rose Music Hall, 5 o'clock doors, 6 o'clock show, $5 to get in. You can also find them at the Dave's Mojo at Bandcamp. Fantastic guys and great musicians, wonderful songs, and can't say anything bad about them. So we are going to play one more on the way out, but I will say stick around for Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts coming up in about 7 minutes. And if you want to get a hold of me, if you're interested in being on the program, I have some people that I need to get a hold of that we had plans with prior to this whole COVID business, and I will get back to you. I was hoping that we might be able to get some people down here in the studio, so I've been holding off on a lot of stuff, but looks like it's going to be a while before that happens. So anyway, feel free to get a hold of me. My email address is mikehagan@mikehagan.com. Easy enough. Maybe I can take a quick phone call here. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Naked Dave Bandy. Thanking you for your show. I love it every Friday. I try to catch it. And
Dave, thanks for the call. I'm not going to stay too long, but also I want to let you know that I got the CD that you sent to me, and we'll play that on the air here soon, okay?
Oh, I appreciate it, man. I went back and listened to the podcast of the show I did before, and you did a great job. I thank you for that.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Take care of yourself. Okay, Dave?
All right, thanks.
All right, bye. All right, once again, Mike Hagan at MikeHagan.com, on the web at MikeHagan.com, KOPN.org, streaming all the time. Hello to my mom. Hi to my love, Debbie, up there in Chicago. Her son's in town. Hope you have a great weekend. And I'll catch y'all next week. Here's one from the Daves, live at Rose Music Hall. It's called That's No Way to Get Along.
Treat your person so wrong. Low down women, treat your person.
as Robert Wilkins. The Rolling Stones put that on Beggar's Banquet as Prodigal Son, and in classic American...